All right, big thanks to Black on Black on Black. They're going to be back next Monday night, 6 to 8 p.m. right here in the Radio Valencia Studios. Transmissions from The Mission. My name is John Hell. This right now is Hell's Kitchen Radio, every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. What a lovely day. The door is open. The smell of The Mission is wafting in. Ah, that might have been the Mexican food from La Corneta, but that's fine. Feels good. It smells good. My name is John Hell. Going until 10 o'clock tonight. Really excited to have Roman stopping in from POS. He's got a show coming up at the Fab Mab this Saturday night, celebrating his birthday. So we're going to talk to him a little bit, play some music, hang out. I got some folks from the Mab in the house with me, too. Asterisk is back. He's got some music to share. We'll get him on a little bit. Tree is hanging. It's good. It's a party. We're just going to have a good time. Anyway, go until 10 o'clock. Stick around. DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet will be on with Beyond All Limits coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, so we're going to have to enjoy that. You can hit me up on the chatterbox. I got a chatterbox. And it's on radiovalencia.fm. We also have the app. You can hit me up on there as well. Lots of music. Did you hear the news? Jell-O Biafra had a stroke today. So maybe we'll probably have to play some Dead Kennedys, don't you think? Yes, we'll have to like send out those real positive vibes. He says he's going to be okay. He's doing the physical therapy. He's going to be okay. But Jell-O, the show's dedicated to you, buddy. Love you, bye.
You know, I know George played a tape of a scientist that was checking out tectonic plates of Siberia, and it was called The Sounds of Hell, I believe. I'd love for you to play that again because, you know, I've heard about it. I've never heard it, okay? My pastor told me about it, but you know what? I'll tell you right now. What's in the earth? And the sounds of hell, you hear the people in torment.
Well, you listen in. You listen in on the radio here because you're going to hear it right now.
The old hometown looks the same. As I step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at four gray walls that surround me, and I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. For there's a God, and there's a sad old padre. On and on we'll walk at daybreak. Again I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay
And some Fang here, right here on Radio Valencia, off the 1982 classic Land Shark. The money will roll right in. Just before that, some Dead Kennedys, Franken Christ era with Stars and Stripes of Corruption. Going out to Jello, who's recovering from the stroke that he just announced he had today. So we're thinking about you, bud. And start off the set with some Tom Jones. Green, green grass at home. My name is John Hell, right here on Radio Valencia, Hell's Kitchen Radio, every single Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Don't know if you know this, but there was a really amazing Tom Jones cover band in San Francisco for a long time called Tom Jonesing. My dear friend was Tantric Tom, and he would get up and do every, like, all the Tom Jones songs and the songs that, like, Tom Jones should have done. Full band, great rhythm section, a horn section, three backup singers, and I was there, MC, and I made a mirror ball tuxedo that I used to wear, and my stage name was Vic Doubleongo, and I had VD in mirror on the back of my suit. Catch a little bit of VD with Tom Jones. There's John Health, though. That's my name. In the studio with me tonight, I've got Roman from POS. Welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here, John.
I'm really excited to see you.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much again.
You got your birthday show coming up, man.
Indeed.
Okay, now, quick. Because yes. you're playing at the upstairs at the Mabuhay at on Broadway.
Technically the Broadway, yeah.
That's correct. On Saturday night. This is your birthday show.
Incorrect.
Was this the plan, or did it just fall on the calendar?
I always think about what I want to do for my birthday, and it's, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Being so connected with music and having a lot of great friends and family that I love so much, you know, I thought it'd be great to, like, set up a gig to just do, you know, just to hang out with friends. I think that's one of the best ways to hang out with friends and family. Yeah. It's a hardcore gig.
Yeah, right. Music, bring everybody together.
Exactly, yeah.
In the same space.
Yeah, that's like one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to do it. Just bring more people together, especially, you know, for a special event.
And you got a lot of bands on.
I do. These are all, you know, these are all more like local, kind of more underground guys, but, yeah. You know, they're all my friends and I love them so much, so.
You got Cross-Checked.
Yep.
Looking In.
Correct.
Fatale. Or yes. Is it, and Panic.
Fatale. Okay. 510.
Okay. But they're out here, and Panic.
Yeah, Panic, yeah.
Right on. This is an all-ages show happening Saturday night.
Incredible, yeah.
Show's at 6:30, or doors at 6:30?
Yes.
Okay, doors or show?
Doors.
Doors at 6:30. $15 advance. You can go to the Mabuhay's website. Is it fabmab.com?
Fabmab.org.
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 And isn't that nice? And $15 advance, $19 at the door. Bullshit Presents Roman's Birthday.
That is. Bullshit is my booking name.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Hold on to that for a while.
I'm going to try to
That's
do
good.
That, yeah.
All right, so tell me about POS. When did you guys... And what does POS stand for today?
Product of Society.
Yeah.
But we don't... We like to not say what our band stands for, so we like to have, like, people guessing. We love when people say that we're a piece of shit, so...
Well, okay, so that would be the obvious thing, but I was thinking of you guys more like MDC.
Right.
That's what I'm like, oh, sure, you could play with it. So do you play with it like that?
Man, you know what? In a way, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like every album might have a different, you know,
probably
moniker?
Oh, something like that,
That would be really fun to do.
I might work on that. You know,
I hope you do.
You just gave me inspiration.
Oh, yeah. All right. Right here on Radio Valencia.
Exactly.
Well, when did you guys get started?
I can't remember exactly when we started, but it was a little over a year ago.
Okay.
Our first gig was at Red Morton Skate Park in Redwood City. That was when I was in high school at the time. And, we all formed a couple old members who don't play in POS anymore, but they're still really great people, you know, but,
So a little over a year. I mean, are you POS, and then who's ever playing with you?
Yeah, so it's
under you?
Generally, it is under me, but it's also under my drummer. His name is Jaden from Pacifica.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the two of you guys, you're going to be the sort of core.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
We're essentially the two, like, main people of POS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've got some musical genes in your background.
Yes,
so
correct.
Tell us a little bit about that, and then how that inspired your own playing, especially with the genre that you're playing.
Of course. What was I going to say? Like,
share what you will.
Yeah. I would most likely dedicate, like, all of my inspiration because of my pops, So, you know, I got to thank him for bringing me into, you know, the music scene, especially this kind of music, you know, where it's not like, it's not your norm, you know?
Yeah.
It's all underground and, you know, I mean, shit, maybe not underground. A lot of people sell out now, but that's not a bad thing. Yeah.
Got to pay the bills.
Yeah. You got to pay the bills. But I was going to say, yeah, my pops, he used to play in Death Angel.
Yes.
Very old Bay Area thrash metal. I'm sure a lot of people from the Bay,
yeah,
they know him and what he's
absolutely
doing. Especially all of the other, like all the other original members were my uncles, so they were, it was kind of like a family band, you know,
right?
Which was really funny. Yeah, I got a lot of inspiration. What was it, around like 2019 to start writing shit like this, especially, you know, because I grew up with like thrash metal and punk and shit like that, you know?
Yeah, and let me ask you, like, especially growing up in that scene, in a very DIY scene.
Yes.
Like, what does punk mean to you?
Man, I don't even know how to answer that. And, you know, I don't mean to be weird saying that, because, you know, a lot of, you know, there's millions of ways, there's, like, tons of ways that people can, like, interpret what punk is, but to me, it's just, you know, like an act against something that's just fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I think that's the best way that I can put it, you know, as corny as it fucking sounds.
That's good. Yeah. Well, when you were growing up in on the peninsula and in the city, was it challenging to find your own crew? I mean, you grew up as a family with an extended family, but like your own crew. Was that a challenge? Did you feel like you were an outcast? Did you feel it was easy to connect with people? What was that like for you as a
teen? In a way, I felt like it was a little bit of an outcast at first, because I used to go to a lot of shows where there was, like, people, like, hella older than me. So it's like I couldn't just, like, ask someone who's, like in their 40s and be like, yo, like, and it's like this, like, what, this, like, 15-year-old kid coming up to you and be like, yo, do you want to start a band, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I actually met Jaden. I met Jaden a few years back at some fucking party that his dad was actually hosting or something. I don't remember, but yeah, I met him, and he my uncle was playing a gig at that party, and so Jaden, my drummer, he got on the kid and started playing drums and shit, and I thought that was like super fucking dope. And so like I'm like, yeah, I got to know him that night, and I thought it was like really dope to like meet him and shit. And he asked to be in POS when I was like scoping for people, yeah. And like I was like, yo, who can I get to be my drummer? And that's when he stepped up and he was like, I'll play drums for POS, and that's how the magic started.
Is he roughly, you guys roughly the same age?
Yeah, he's okay. My age, yeah.
So I'm curious about that, because you were saying like, I'm not going to be a 15-year-old kid, and you're older than that, but going up to some 40-year-old helped me, you know. What do I do, or whatever. So, like, even within your own scene, are you finding that there is a camaraderie amongst folks roughly your age, maybe, you know, 5 years either side of that, where are you able to kind of collaborate on things and help each other out, putting shows together, finding venues?
You know what? I think nowadays that I know more people, that I have a lot more connections with people. I feel like it's much more easier, because I feel like it's more easier once you like know someone, no matter what like the age gap is, you're able to like, you know, hook someone up with like, you know, I'll get you this gig and we can throw shit here and whatnot, you know?
Right.
I feel like that's the thing. I feel like it's the most challenging thing is like, you really got to know someone before you like, you know, and it's not like,
I don't know. Do you?
Yeah. No, you know,
who do you need to know though?
I don't know. That's like, that's what I always like. I always see like, you know, a bunch of like, you know, quote unquote nepotism.
But oh,
it's
yeah.
Not, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but you know, it's like, I also wonder that myself. It's like, how, like, who do you need to know to, like, get into the shit? But, and I think the best way is to just, like, what anyone else does. Just go into a gig.
Yeah.
Just, like, just be there and, you know, support. And, you know, like, you can ask bands. You can ask the people who book the shows and shit, you know? Like, I think that's also, like, a really good start, you know?
Sure. Well, how many shows, roughly, have you guys played?
I would say a little over... Either exactly or a little over like 25 gigs.
What's like the strangest place you've played?
Strangest place we've played. God, I don't know.
Okay,
I actually don't know.
But you did outdoor, which isn't strange. What was it? How are doing outdoor gigs?
Outdoor gigs are I think they're fun. I think there needs to be just a little. I think it would be dope to have like a little bit more like outdoor gigs and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's funny. My friends from Surprise Privilege and False Flag from San Francisco, they always did this thing called Shit Show in the Park, and they would always get this fucking generator. They had their own like PA system, speakers, and like generators and shit. Mm-hmm. I think I said that earlier. Yeah, they used to do like their own DIY venues, like DIY like spots, like outside, like Golden Gate Park, or like under the freeway bridge. I remember POS did a gig like with them under the Bay Bridge, like freeway, and it was really fucking dope. Yeah,
those are out of sight.
Yeah, shout out to them. I think them, Surprise Privilege and False Flag, they're like one of my like. I think they are like a really huge influence on like I wouldn't be doing gigs if it weren't for them. Like they're like a part of like me going this far into like the music scene, and I appreciate that. You know, it's not just my family, you know.
Right.
It's like actual people that I got to meet and like play gigs and do shows with, you know.
If you're just tuning in, this is Radio Valencia. My name's John Hell. I've got Roman here from POS. They're playing the show for Roman's birthday this Saturday night. Bullshit Presents over at the upstairs at the on Broadway up there, upstairs above Mabuhay Gardens. It's on, as I said, Saturday night. Doors at 6:30. POS cross checked, looking in. Fatal, and or is it Fatal? I guess Fatal. And Panic.
Fatal.
It's an all ages show, 15 in advance. 19 at the door. Go to fabmab.org for tickets. Can we play some music?
Of course.
All right, so you guys put out, it's called Demo. Is it a demo?
Yeah, okay. it's just called Demo. Or you can just call it POS, whatever.
Where'd you guys record?
We recorded at my uncle's studio in South San Francisco.
Oh, cool.
In San Bruno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the studio?
Hit Wall Studios.
All right.
So, and it's really cool because I get the privilege to record with a lot of like really old equipment. Like there's like this old old bass rig that I got to use that's like that my dad used to use in like Death Angel and shit when he played bass for Death Angel, and I thought that was like pretty dope.
That is pretty dope.
Yeah.
Can we roll through all four of these?
Of course, yeah. Okay. It's all 4 minutes.
Right, yeah, I'm noticing that too. Anything you want to say about the tracks? Deceiver, Isolation, Inhumanity, and
Yeah,
Mold.
We have like Man, the only thing I have to say about it's like we definitely had a different sound back then, but I think we're starting to finally like find our sound within this demo, and we're gonna produce a lot more shit after this.
Right on, this is exciting. All right, Roman from POS on with me, John Hell. This is Radio Valencia. Thank you. POS right here on Radio Valencia off of their demo. You can find that on POSSF.bandcamp.com. Again, that's POSSF.bandcamp.com. I have Roman in the studio. Hey, man.
Dynamite. Hey, what's up?
What do you want to say about that? Those four tracks, like, what inspired you? That's good stuff.
God, a lot of... I don't even know where to begin with this shit. It's like, man, sorry. Sometimes it takes a process for me to think about stuff.
That's okay.
Yeah. But they're all very short. I think one of my favorite things about hardcore, like punk, especially hardcore punk, yeah. is that it's short but sweet, you know? Yeah. It's... I don't plan on making like all of my songs short like that, but, you know, it's... I think it's fun to, like, get that, like good rush of energy yeah. for like 30 seconds yeah. to like a minute, you know.
Yeah.
I think these four songs were like a great representation of like what our band sounds like and what we might possibly do in the future.
Yeah. Are you the lyricist?
Yes.
Yeah. Where is the inspiration for the lyrics come from?
Man, like any teenager would like think, you know, if you know, just fucking suffering with your own. Like mental illness and shit. It's not just that. It's also like a bunch of stuff that I also wrote is like a lot of like touchy political topics that are going on recently.
It wouldn't be punk if it wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
You got a birthday show coming up. Your birthday's Friday, but we're celebrating on Saturday, March 14th at the Mabuhay upstairs at On Broadway. 6:30 p.m. is Doors, yourself, Crosscheck, Looking In, Vital, and Panic. What do you want to say about any of these bands you want to turn people on to?
I
want to listen to all of them now.
Of course, yeah. You know, honestly, with a bunch of these bands, I don't think POS would be here if it weren't for, like, a bunch of these bands. And, of course, I could say that for a lot of other bands that I tried getting on the gig, but unfortunately, you know, bands can get busy sometimes, but
true.
That's okay. Yeah. I love, you know, I love making community, like making friends, you know, building this sort of like, you know, thing where it's like people just hang out and enjoy music. But at the same yeah. time, it's not just, you know, it's not just for the music. It's also, you know, people are in the know, you know, like, it's just like, you know, like how fucked up things are. And, you know, you make this music to like fight and, act against,
well, inspire,
like,
right?
Yeah, inspire.
You're inspired,
yeah.
Right? And I hear what you're saying. You're making this music. You want it to move people. I mean, it makes sense, you know, that it would. And the bands that you're playing with also, and the people that are kind of surrounding you, are you finding that there's a camaraderie in, like, the themes of the music that you're writing these days? Do you feel that there's a similarity?
Of course. You know, yeah. and every band has their own certain tone.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's cool. But I love that I can get a bunch of, like, other hardcore... Like a bunch of other hardcore bands on the gig, but you know they have their own sound, and I think that's like really special.
Where do you want to see POS? Actually, what are your plans for the summer? Do you guys got stuff coming up?
We might actually, maybe this is like a big maybe, but we're gonna try our best to do our first tour, somewhere in SoCal, maybe Los Angeles. Yeah,
nice.
Gonna play with a bunch of like really good local LA bands, so yeah. that should be fun. And of course, I'm gonna try and hit up people, or I'm just gonna host shows myself during the summer, see what I can do.
Yeah, you know? And then so when are you guys going back into the studio to record?
And it's funny because we never set a plan. We never really like set a schedule on when we want to like record. But like we only do it when we like keep writing songs, and yeah. whenever it's funny, whenever we're in the studio practicing, like at least once or twice, we make at least one or two more new songs, and yeah. they can be from like they can range from like 30 seconds to like 2 minutes, and
yeah,
or around that time, and it and like I said, yes, it is like it's short, but you know, it's really fucking sweet, and yeah, you know, it's really good. Yeah, me and Jaden, the core people of POS, were, you know, I love that me and Jaden can like write stuff so effortlessly, if you can say that.
Yeah,
I think
if you can say that,
yeah, or if I can say that, yeah, yeah, and I'm sure Jaden would agree too, because he's such a great drummer. Yeah.
Right on. That's awesome. Well, you guys are playing this Saturday night at the MAB upstairs at On Broadway. Doors at 6:30. Go to fabmab.org for tickets. It's Roman's birthday. You got to go out and celebrate Roman's birthday. Come on. And go to POS.com. POSSF. That's like POS San Francisco, POSSF.bandcamp.com. Thanks for coming in, Roman.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Really excited to have you in here. I hope to make it to the show Saturday night.
I'm so honored. Thank you.
It's freaking A. I'm honored to have you in here, man. You come back in a few years and be like, holy crap, Roman made time. He's coming in. He's so busy.
I always want to make time for people, you know.
Love
That's
it.
Just what I want to do.
I feel you. That's good stuff. Right on. You're tuned into Hell's Kitchen Radio right here on Radio Valencia. And I also got Daniel in the studio with me. And what are we playing? You brought your records. Talking to that thing.
I brought part two of last week, and we're going to hear the Vile Tones Rebel.
Right here, right now, Radio Valencia.
We'll be right back. I'm kind of shy. I'm with my baby on my own mind. She's got a
good. Classic music there from the very first Reverend Horton Heat LP. Smoke 'em if you got 'em with Love Whip. Heard some music there from the Head Coatees. Well, off of their Here Comes Cessation release, we heard You Say You Love Me. And then what did we hear before that? Tell us about the Rotters, Daniel.
The Rotters out of L.A. Please Sit on My Face, Stevie Nicks.
Classic 7-inch. That's a proud record in my collection too, by the way.
With the cover.
Indeed.
You can't see it, but it has right. The cover.
That's right.
The rare withdrawn cover.
Started out with the Vile Tones.
The Vile Tones.
Where are they from?
Canada.
Are they?
They're Canadian.
Canucks.
And they're tough.
We still like it. Well, yeah.
Tough Canadians.
You gotta live through all that snow. It's gonna make anybody tough. Or get out of Canada. Get out of Canada. I'm an eighth Canadian. I'm proud to say.
An eighth generation Canadian?
No, just eighth. One eighth.
One eighth.
Just one eighth.
Oh, one eighth Canadian.
Not eighth generation, just one eighth Canadian. Just one eighth. Oh, yeah, right here on Radio Valencia. Things that we're learning about John Hell. Number one. One eighth, not eighth generation. Daniel from the MAB is in the studio. Part two of What's in My Box?
Part two of, What's in My 45 Box.
I like your 45 box.
Thank you.
That's very good. We could compare. I'll bring mine. We can, like, you know.
You won't get 45 box envy.
You might, though. I'm just saying. Okay. I don't often compete, but
I'll bring the heavies.
Ooh.
I'll bring the heavies.
All right, do it up, man.
And I'll even bring a Audio Technica that plays at 78.
No.
And I'll hook it up in here. And you know what? We're gonna listen to some blues.
You win. Oh, we could do that.
You want to do that?
I'd love to do that.
Okay.
Let's find a date.
Let's figure that out.
Well, let's book a date.
Yeah, let's book a date.
Speaking of, what shows you guys got coming up at the MAB?
Roman's birthday.
That's
and then
Saturday. Yeah.
Like five that we're working on.
Yeah.
And that'll all be exciting.
Yeah.
If it comes to.
Right. Why not? Did you want to say something?
Katrina,
no,
get on the mic.
She's like, no.
Katrina,
come
get on
this
the mic.
One. Come
Katrina,
on.
Katrina, get on the mic.
Why are you so shy?
You have a lot of stories.
Club management likes to stay in the background.
Yeah. Katrina cracks the whip.
Katrina.
Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome.
Thank
to
you
Hell's,
for having me.
Welcome to Hell's Kitchen. All right. No roommate radio. So what's going on at the MAB, Katrina, that our listeners need to know about? Because the MAB is absolutely back. The Mabuhay Gardens on Broadway, they're back, especially with Bottom of the Hill closing at the end of the year. The Parkside closing at the end of the month, which I think we should all go to that last weekend at the Parkside, by the way.
When is that?
It's the last weekend of March.
Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's coming up. So you guys are, this is it. You are in ascendance right now. So what are you hoping to see happen over like the next 5-6 months at the MAB? What are you guys wanting to see?
Well, we want it to be a true community. And we want to not only honor the history, but have a supportive place for bands like Romans.
Yeah, I mean, how challenging is that for young bands to say, hey, MAB, you know, we want to play a show with you?
Not challenging.
No.
Just start the conversation. There's a few ways into it. So we have Lee Hoffman, has I think every second Wednesday of the month.
Yeah, coming up in 2 days.
Yeah, and he, it's a nice way in to sort of test bands and see and a good way to get in the door.
Right.
So he has like over between 5 and 10 bands, I think, play in a night.
Right.
And then he also has a lot of other events throughout the bay that can get there. But it's a good way to start building up to your own show if you're not quite there yet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's scaffolding up to something larger.
Yeah,
I'm going to say hi to my mom.
Oh,
my mom texted me. She says, "Say hi, mom." So, hi, mom.
Hi, mom.
Hey, mom.
That's really awesome. I love that. All right, what are we going to listen to? What did we find? Oh, I found something. Sorry, we're going to play some Cramps off of A Date with Elvis. God, I love this album so much. I wore this album out. This is the second one of them I've owned. Because I just love this record so much. And Corn-Fed Dames might be my favorite song on the record. Because I just love that rocking guitar from Poison Ivy. Let's do it, shall we? Okay, it's right here. Radio Live.
Calling all cows down on the farm. Hey, shut the door. You born in a barn. Snap. Round up the cattle in the Cadillac.
someone has got it. And all of that together with I could just go crazy. Yeah, when I found my baby. Yeah, I could just go crazy. You know. She's mine.